Once they were wall displays with film announcements, which belonged to the old cinema Croatian Kinoteka. Now they display stories, which map the space and time of Croatia's capital city. Two young women in love with time and words collected memories of different people and gave new meanings to every corner of Zagreb. Miss Karla Paliska is one of the authors of the idea.
First of all, we actually wanted just to motivate people to start writing. Lots of people came to us and said, oh, this is great, we really like to write. And what was the most capturing to us was that the people that we know were completely different while writing than in the physical contact with them.
Karla and her friend Barbara put together personal memories of what people of Zagreb experienced, for example, on Britanski Square or in Frankopanska Street. This collection of memories tied to a specific place was made into a story with its own narrative. The most interesting thing about the memories were the emotions, says the other project author, Miss Barbara Majnarić.
I was surprised because a lot of stories were really emotionally charged. We told people, write anything you want, any kind of memory, and a lot of them were romantic ones. So probably that's the thing that people remember the most, like the place and the emotion they had in that time, in that place.
Each memory is a little story which becomes a part of one's identity. Writing it down can help us, adds Ms. Majnarić.
The important thing is that we told people that it will be anonymous. So they could really write whatever they want. And the process of writing and remembering the things you want to remember, I think, is kind of therapeutic experience.
Secret love meetings with butterflies in your stomach, hitting a politician's dog with your bike without saying you're sorry. These are just a few of many memories the authors of the project want you to visualize as you read the stories and stand by the places where they happened.
Sharing emotions with people never leaves the other one unattacked. They always respond to it. So in that point of view, I think everybody who stands and stops at that one point and starts reading these stories, I think it will be kind of affected by it.
So if you're somewhere in the center of Zagreb, keep an eye on the walls. They may have a story which will remind you of a memory you have hidden somewhere, deep in your mind or even deeper, in your heart.